from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump denounced the white supremacists who staged last weekend's deadly rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. He spoke from the White House on Monday.
Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans.
The president vowed that anyone who committed, quote, racist violence in Charlottesville would be held accountable. Justice will be delivered, he said. He said the hatred and bigotry on display in Charlottesville has no place in America. And as I have said many times before, no matter the color of our skin, we all live under the same laws, we all salute the same great flag, and we are all made by the same Almighty God. Trump's comments followed 2 days of intense criticism from across the American political spectrum for his failure to explicitly condemn the white nationalists and other groups who organized Saturday's rally. Many critics praised the president Monday for finally, directly criticizing the groups, but also lamented that it took days for him to call them out specifically by name. The top American general, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Joe Dunford, says the U.S. and South Korea are dealing with, quote, technical issues in preparation for the deployment of a missile defense system on the Korean Peninsula. Dunford met with South Korean President Moon Jae-in on Monday. He told reporters the two did not talk about the specific timeline for the deployment of the system. This is VOA News. President Trump ordered his trade office on Monday to investigate whether China is stealing American intellectual property. China has warned that both countries would end up losers in a trade war. He took a break, the president did, from his working vacation to return to Washington to sign an executive order directing the U.S. Trade Representative to investigate the alleged Chinese theft of American technology and intellectual property. Trump wants trade officials to look at Chinese practices that force American companies to divulge their proprietary intellectual information in order to do business in China. Officials in Sierra Leone's capital, Freetown, say at least 200 people are dead after a mudslide and heavy flooding. The catastrophe in early hours of Monday followed a lot of hours of heavy rains. Witnesses described a hillside collapse and said roads became, quote, churning rivers of mud. The treason trial of Zambia's jailed opposition leader is set to begin following a not guilty plea on Monday. There had been reports that prosecutors plan to drop the charges. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
Hakainde Hichilema's lawyer was tight-lipped about the case he plans to present when the opposition leader appears in court later this week on treason charges. Keith Wemba spoke to VOA from Lusaka, the capital.
They have pleaded not guilty to the charge, and then the matter has been adjourned for trial to Wednesday.
Hichilema was arrested after an April incident in which his convoy refused to yield to the president's motorcade on a narrow country road. The political impasse started when Hichilema cried foul after losing last year's election to President Edgar Lungu, and has intensified since the opposition leader was arrested. The case has deepened the nation's political crisis and prompted international mediators to intervene. Journalists were barred from the courtroom Monday. The day before, several media outlets had reported Hichilema's charges were to be dropped and he was to be released. But it did not happen. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Burkina Faso security forces have ended their operation against gunmen who opened fire Sunday on a restaurant in the country's capital, killing at least 18 people and wounding 8. Two of the suspected jihadists who carried out the assault on the Aziz Istanbul Turkish restaurant in Ouagadougou were killed in a shootout with security forces. Most of those killed in the attack were women and children from Burkina Faso and other countries. It's not immediately clear how many assailants were involved in the raid. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.